All right, let's take a look at the round here. The round is on 1200 days. 1200 days, yeah. Yeah, I gave you the wrong one. Okay, so it goes like this. Let's pick them up from Shnaim Dvarim Einam Bereshuso Shel Adam. Okay. The Chidushi Aran, not the one I sent out earlier. The one I, the PDF I sent out.
Well,
It's the PDF, not the other one.
okay.
Okay. I'm going to start in the beginning. I'm going to start in the beginning of the paragraph. Okay. So it starts off like a Shnei Dvarim. Okay, it's easy to listen. Those are the that's the one we're interested in. He says like this: Vim Tomar Tenach L'Reb Yehuda, D'Svirale D'Chometz L'Fnei Zmano Oser Bein Ba'Achila Bein Ba'Ano Kidamin L'Kamon B'Perek Kol Shah U'Mishah She Oser Ba'Achila Oser Ba'Ano Oser Matana Kama Dain Reb Yehuda. Okay, so this statement of Elazar. This statement of Rabbi Elazar that two things, the chametz misheisho is not pirshuso, okay, and it's only asan hakosil pirshuso, okay, because that's all very nice for Rabbi Yehuda, because we know that Rabbi Yehuda says in Kol Shoh that there are three zmanim, because there are three psukim. Right, and the Gemara says, and the Brisa says, and one that's also b'achila, it's also b'ano. That's the point of Rabbi Yehuda. Umishum halchi amrin and asan mitana kama the haini Rabbi Yehuda udalok Rabbi Shimon bar plugsay the leislay drasha lahanach plaser kroy. So why does the Tana? Why does the Gemara say? Mishosh Osabachila is like the Tanakama, namely Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Shimon, his Bar Plugsa, disagrees, and he doesn't have any he doesn't have the Isser Achila or from the afternoon. Hilkach le Rabbi Yehuda Shapir Igalamar. So now for Rabbi Yehuda, it makes sense to say that it's not in his rishus, because midoraisa b'ano. Okay, dinei d'lifnei mano lo ovra says another one does not have from vayirav in Iran. Afilu okay, interesting what he's saying over there. He's saying he's trying to explain what does it mean, and this is part of the problem, right? What does it mean when it says that the Torah put it into your rishus if you don't hold from Bayirah, Mishesh Osama, right? So he says you could say like this that really it's Eino Brishus Adam Vafilochi. So hakosav ki'ilu b'rishuso. Now he says the nei the lifnei mano, meaning misheishos l'mala lo ovra le b'bayira b'yimotzei. Afilu hochi chayav b'mitzvos hashbasa. He says the im lo hayo chayav b'mitzvos hashbasa im kain l'shem ma aso hakosav ki'ilu b'rishuso. That's what the footnote guy says. Okay. Yeah, so what does that mean? In other words, right, the Ron is not, he's not asking the question. He's just saying, look, saying the Gemara works out very, very smoothly for Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda really holds, it's clear as day, that Rabbi Yehuda holds is an Isser HaNoah from Chatzos, based on the Gemara in Chaf Aleph. It's a Chaf Kes. It's also in Tana Kama. That's a Vada. And therefore, since Midoraisa there's an Isser HaNoah, Misheishos, whatever you call it, from Chatzos, okay, yes. Yeah. Therefore, Rabbi Elazar's din is appropriate because the Isser HaNadaraisa takes it out of his rishus, and the pasuk puts it into his rishus. Which pasuk puts it into his rishus? He's saying it's not the pasuk of the lav of Bayi Rabbi Yimatzei, but it's the pasuk of Tashvisu essentially. And he's saying, which chametz must you be, do you have to destroy? You have to destroy the chametz that's in your rishus. Everything just went down in my rishus. No, it's in your rishus for the responsibility that misses tashbisu. And then if you don't do tashbisu, it'll be over by your own. Okay. A little bit staggered, right? But it makes sense. At least you could say the pasuk, there is really a phenomenon of asor and hakasur. There's really a phenomenon of it not being in your rishus in one framework of the Yisra HaNa, and being in your rishus in the framework of Pesach, namely Tashbisu, to ultimately prevent the Yisra Vayira. Okay. He says, but for Rabbi Shimon, Heichik Omar She'eino Birshuso. How could you say for Rabbi Shimon, the comments not your rishus? Yeah, you declare your labor mitzvah hashbasa. A few of the given the shari b'anah, ki the mufach, ahi the parakosha, birshusa havi. But since it's mutter b'anah, and that's obvious, that's for sure from parakosha. Because all it says in parakosha is that from the time it's asr b'achila, it's asr b'anah. Right? And no one's going to say it's asr b'anah before it's asr b'achila. And Rabbi Shimon doesn't have any asr b'achila, because he doesn't have that pasuk of lifnei zmano. So for him, it certainly is going to be mutter b'hanah. So if it's mutter b'hanah, how could you say that it is eino b'rishuso shel adam v'asana kasuk yilu b'rishuso? Right? That's the question. So he says like this: Yesh lomar dinei deleisle l'Rabbi Shimon isra'na min haTorah midrabanan miha isle. So he says you could say like this. There is to say like this, and this is basically his recap of the Ramban. Okay, that really midaraisa there is no Isra Hana, but there is an Isra Hana midrabanan udarmina beparakol. So when we said in parakol shah, the Isra Hana comes together with Isra Chiva. He says that is also Tana Kama. That's a partial answer, right? That Gemara is only talking about Isra Dereisa. So, now here's the question. So, what does it mean, Oson HaKosov? Why does it say the Torah makes it like it's yours? Really, Midrash, it is yours already, points Rabbi Shimon. He wants to say, if you're going to learn this statement with Divrei HaKol. He says, no. Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Naka HaLishna. Yeah, that's only for Rabbi Yehuda. So you're right. Enochanami, only Rabbi Yehuda needs the phrase of Osan HaKosov. Of Enochanami, the Rabbi Shimon Nami, Mishesh Osalamal, La Versuse, Koi, Midrabanan. Ukamo, Shenovi Rayos, Alde, Lifonainu, Vishatishmaya. Now, so basically, let's say that Midaraisa, according to Rabbi Shimon, it's yours. But Midrabanan, it is not yours. Midrabanan has the Isra HaNa. And that makes it like it's not yours. So all of these halachos of bittul and kiddushin, Rabbi Shimon would agree to as well, but not midrashim,
midrabanan. Because it's on the rice of kiddushin
right.
and
That's what we're
going to say. Isn't it
No, he's saying asoin hakosov is only according to review. That lashon of hakosov is only according to review.
so
Yeah, they're going to for if it was being written for Rabbi Shimon, it would have said that. But since it's also taking into account Rabbi Yehuda, or I don't know, it's a little bit funny, but saying it's kind of like the Lashon is, was the whole question was, how does this go according to Rabbi Shimon? And part of his answer is, well, it's really going according to Rabbi Yehuda. So it's right in lane, right. He doesn't want to say the whole din is according to He says, "Utika Omra Asa'on HaKasuv Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Nakat Ha'ilish," as he says.
Like you say, "Kotzer Shimon Asavanam Yerbanan." Therefore, you shouldn't be over by your mountain.
No, and therefore you can't do bittul. Well, now he says it like this: "V'im Tomar." This is a sharp question. He says, "V'im Kain Heichi Mahader La'akshuye V'nivatle B'shis." So he says, maybe it's like this. I'm trying to learn this statement of Rabbi Elazar according to everybody, right? Even according to Rabbi Shimon. And it's a little bit unclear because It's kind of a little bit of a we're gonna alter some of the language to accommodate Rabbi Yehuda, but basically the flow of the Gemara is basically with Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda, especially if you want to say we hold like Rabbi Shimon, right? So says, but if that's the case, you have a funny thing. Why does the Gemara after it says Vinivatle Levatle? No, maybe you'll find it after Chatzos, right? And that the Gemara says, no, we can't do because it the Isser HaNomid Rabbanon is going to prevent you from what? Doing Bittul. So then why does the Gemara say, oh, so do it in the sixth hour? We already know an Isser Rabbanon can't prevent you from doing Bittul. Because according to Rabbi, if you're going to learn this Gemara only according to Rabbi Yehuda, then it makes sense. Because the first case was taking the case of Isser HaNomid Araisa. Then the Gemara says, oh, what about when it's Lasa Midrabanan? But if you're going to say this whole Gemara is going to Rabbi Shimon too, right? Then why is it asked on the sixth hour if the whole thing is Drabanan? Yeah, what's the difference? Right. He says, Kevan de kvar golilon de mishum de mitzah midrabanan mishay shos lamala. Lo matzi levitulei libra v'shimon hachanami yisrael lememor the b'shis lo matzi levitulei no chiddush we already know okay so he says yesh lomar the havi matzina the hach the Rabbi Elazar ki Rabbi Yehuda asoi lo k'Rabbi Shimon so no you could have argued as the Gemara is going like Rabbi Shimon let's say that because that's the way we hold essentially from Chof Ches we pass like Rabbi Shimon. Let's say. And therefore, the Gemara has to be learning according to at least Rabbi Shimon. Okay, he wants to include Rabbi Yehuda, throw him in, so it ties into Kosov. But how do you know Rabbi Elazar, the Tana, right, holds like Rabbi Yehuda? Huh? Let's see. I don't know. I'm not sure. Or at least okay, fine. Whatever it is, maybe the Baal Memra, I mean Rabbi Elazar, maybe he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and maybe he doesn't hold like Rabbi Shimon. So what? Mishum Ramban. So it's interesting that idea. The way Ramban is learning. According to this Ran, is that the Gemara is really going according to Rabbi Shimon. The Gemara is really going according to Rabbi Shimon. Okay, and Rabbi Shimon really holds that there's an Isser Achila Midaraisa, so that's what he said yesterday, but no Isser Hano Midaraisa from Tashbisu. Tashbisu, he says, creates an Isser Achila, but no Isser Hano. Okay. And the Gemara says, "I when it's aser from achil, that's also b'hanah. That's only talking about isur d'oraisa. But there's an isur d'rabbanan of hanah, correct? Yeah. Now the only question is, he says, but it's still not so pashut to the Gemara that an isur hanah mid'rabbanan is really going to be mapik mirushuse legamri, right? That's not so clear to the Gemara." Maybe it's only an Issa D'oraisa of Hanah could really be Mapik Mereshusei. So therefore, the Gemara is it wants to clarify the point that Rabbi Elazar's din is even though Rabbi Elazar's din is stated in the framework of the D'oraisa, and maybe that's only going on to Rabbi Yehuda. So it brings in the sixth hour to clarify that there's no difference between Issa D'Rabbanan and Issa D'Oraisa in terms of Mapik Mirushusa. Okay, it's not the smoothest read of the Gemara, but basically those are the Inyanim. The Inyanim of Iyun are what? This comes out like this, that the Rabbi Shimon holds a mitzvah Tashbisu, that I don't know the way to put it, presupposes, generates, is the same as an Isra Achila. Okay. And therefore, Midoraisa, it really belongs to him the whole day, right? Because it's momentous. But Midrabanan, they threw on an Isidrabanan from Chatzos, from Sheish, right? And the Rabbanan, and the Gemara wants to clarify, wants to establish that even Isidrabanan of Hana is Mapik Mirshu.
Once you say that, you can read the velocity.
And then it's kind of like, yeah, it's funny the way it's reading. Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. A little, that's a little bit sticky at that point. Basically, it's like, it's kind of like the Gemara is reading through it. It's taking Rabbi Elazar's din as the idea that Isser HaNa is Mapik Mirshu, say, and it's saying, but even if he's only learning to appoint Rabbi Yehuda, it'll be the same thing for Nisus Rabbanan, because you see, Kedushin shows you Nisus Rabbanan is no different than Nisus HaRaisa. So therefore, they weren't really worried about the sixth hour; they worried about the whole time for Rabbi Shimon. But you can demonstrate it from the sixth hour according to Rabbi Yehuda. It's a little bit choppy. But yeah, because he's earlier.
Yep.
Correct. Yeah, so what's the question of Issa Hanan Midoraisa versus Issa Hanan Midravan? What's the question of whether it's Mapik Mirshusei? What's the question? I mean, there's a mitzvah to listen to the Rabbans. So if Issa Hanan itself is Mapik Mirshusei, so the Torah tells you to listen to the Rabbans. So now you have, now it's. What's the
Right.
Havamina Maskana? I was going to say just the fact that there is a halachic restriction in all of its uses, Memela makes it Nofak Birshuse, then it's hard to see the question between the rice and Darban. Okay, so then there's two ways of understanding this question, I think, right? One way is to say that itself was the question. Now, it's midoraisa. It's more than just a restriction on your uses. It's an identity in the theft side, right? And it's not just usage. It's what it is. It's a valueless object. That's its shame, midoraisa. And midrabanan, they can't do that. They can't get down to the mahos. They can just chip away. They can just make a big geder around it and prevent anyone from accessing. But that itself could be the chakira. Does that itself create an iser hafkos? But that's a hard, still is a hard kind of a question. Hard kind of a question.
There's
It's just like a, I don't know, what are the two sides? I mean, I don't know. It's a question of what is bias. Yeah, in other words, you don't need momentous, you can have utility. So that's like a needle, correct?
If it's not a place, it's not a.
You mean a piece of dust?
Yeah.
Are you saying I'm talking for the underline?
He says, "The Mishum Isur Drabonam Mikri Ain Over Shushia." Sounds like he's saying it's a fiddish on what does the Issa Rabbanan do?
Seems like a judgment of God.
Yeah,
Saying that can
definitely.
pass it in.
He's definitely arguing the Rav. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Let's leave that question open for now. Yeah, but this is where the Ron gets interesting. He's like this. He says, "V'lin nira de Rabbi Shimon nami chomis misheishos lamala osu bahano min haTorah." Now listen to this argument. He's trying to make a logical argument. He says, "I say that even according to Rabbi Shimon, it's also midoraisa b'hanah. The hamoda Rabbi Shimon of mitzvahs hashbasa, since he agrees that you can do bittul, the amrin v'amrinan de bittul b'almasagi. So Rabbi Shimon agrees that on Erev Pesach, a guy can do bittul. Okay. Umahu bittul. Ze sheyotzienu mi libo legamri. V'sheyehe etzlo kim mevuar. So what is bittul? Bittul means that he removes it from his heart completely, that it should be to him like it's destroyed. The imata omar shu rashoi lehanos mimenu adayin mamonahu velo nisbatel etzlo klal. But if he can keep it and use it all day long, how could you say that he considers it bittul? I'll read it to you again because it's a little bit clear. V'imata omar shehu rashoi lehanos mimenu adayin mamonahu velo nisbatel. What exactly is his argument? Now, is yeah, maybe you have to have that in mind that you don't want to be a nenet from it. So he seems to learn. No, he seems to learn that if you hold it's mutibah no. And there's a mitzvah of tashbisu, then it has to be that you can do tashbisu and be nana. Is that what he's saying? He's saying the contradiction is like this. The contradiction is mitzvah tashbisu. If you're going to learn that it's mutar b'hano midoraisa, that means that in the purely deraisa framework, a person can check his mitzvah tashbisu and still be nana. Otherwise, what do you mean to say that he's a nana? That it's mutar to be nana midoraisa. So he says, yeah, but tashbisu then is going to contemplate the fact that he could be a nana because tashbisu and hana coexist. But if tashbisu is that he has to think about it like it's nothing, right? But the reality is he's allowed to be a nana from it. So then how could you say he did the mitzvah tashbisu knowing that he can be a nana from it? What? For him it's the same. Like Rashi. Yeah, he says, So he says, everybody agrees, bittul ba'al masagi. And that's tashbisu. That's the way he learns. So therefore, he says, it's going to come out that the heter hano is sosir the bittul. So what kind of an iser hano is it? Is it like a tosis thing? Like, is it like an iser asay of tashbisu? Or is it, it must be usser or bittul won't work. I mean, it's like, he still has this, they still have like this reverse kind of a thing. It's not like he's saying you have to do bittul. Well, maybe. Is that what he's saying? He's saying you have to do bittul. And therefore, if you feel, here's the question. Go ahead, yeah.
When are you doing bittul?
You're definitely doing bittul before this bond, for sure. That's the mitzvah of tashbisu. So what is he saying? Is he saying, which direction is his argument going? Is his argument saying that since bittul works, and bittul means that I completely nullify it to myself, and it's an amotzi mi libo legamri, then therefore it's not possible that the Torah will allow me to be a nana from it? Or is he saying, since I have to do bittul, I must adopt this mindset, and if I can be a nana from it, I can't adopt this mindset? What's that? Right. You know, is he saying lamaisa, it's not possible to say do bittul, but you can be a nana. But here's my question. Is he saying because doing bittul will demand you remove all hana from it? And then if you go, or is he saying that, or is he saying that what? that there must be an Isser Hanah if the Torah tells you to do Bittul, and this is what Bittul is. In other words, I can define Bittul. If the Torah says do Bittul, there must exist an Isser Hanah, otherwise Bittul wouldn't be real. And what about other people's chametz? Right? That's interesting. For Rabbi Shimon, you could be a nana for other people's chametz. Right? Well, then you get into the question of if you're going to be Kona. Without being Kona. A guy, no, anyone.
He did Bittul also.
Right. Everybody did Bittul. Doesn't belong to any Jews anymore. There's no Isser. In other words, which chametz is he worried about? I'll do Bittul on all of my chametz. It won't be mine anymore. So then there won't be any Isser to be a nana. So to me, it seems like this. Now, what is he trying to say over here? And what is this hidden Isser of Tashbisu? So maybe he means like this. It's like when the Torah says Tashbisu, what is the mitzvah of Tashbisu? So, and the Ramban doesn't have any problem with this. Ramban says no. Tashbisu, all Tashbisu demands is Isser Achila.
Is he holding this passage?
Yeah. I mean, he holds both. He holds both too. He also holds you have both. No, the Ramban also takes that. He also takes that approach. He has a long piece on that in the Chidushim on the Ramban. He doesn't have too many things over there. I mean, he quotes him in the footnote over here. The Ramban holds, he says that even according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, the Ramban holds his Bittul. He says, Ulam haramban kasav de Bittul lekuli almo. The ain of the machlokas bigamar.
No, I know Bittul works.
Well, he learns it's not hefker. Like I have to go through his lashon, but he learns. I think so. I think he's medayik tashbisu. He has an interesting thing. He says it's like bittul avodah zara. He says, the lashon bittul doesn't mean hefker. There's the mitzvah of bittul avodah zara means you negate it. Means the oved says it's nothing. Doesn't mean he's mafker. So let me just describe it for you. Let me just describe the way I'm thinking about the Ramban. The way that I'm thinking about the Ramban is like this. When he's saying, if the Torah tells you Tashbisu, the Torah is telling you Tashbisu, what's his argument again? Let's just go through it one more time. The Ran. Let's take the Ran one more time. Ahami Daik is Lashon. He says like this. He says, Im Ata, since there is a mitzvah Tashbisu, right. You got to start with that. There's a mitzvah hashbasa. And bittul ba'alma is definitely a maisa of hashbasa. Correct? From the bottom of that, of membes. And what is bittul? It's that he takes it out of his lev legamri, and it's kinevua. Right. So he says, if he can be a nene from it, it's still his mamon, and it's not nisbat legami. So the way he's learning is like this. He's saying, the maisa bittul is a maisa of tashbisu, right? And we know what bittul is. Bittul has to be that he takes it out of his lev legamri. So that must be tashbisu, right? That must be tashbisu. Okay, so what? So who cares? So maybe that's what you have to do. But you can be a nana from somebody else's tummets, right? So he means it like this. He says, if the Torah tells you Tashbisu, it's not telling you a maisa you have to do. That wouldn't create any Isurim. That would just be like Tosfos. You have a maisa mitzvah, and now there'll maybe be Isurim that come about through the Bitl Asay or something like that. But the Ran and the Ramban, they both seem to be learning that from the fact that there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu, that, so to speak, presupposes or posits some kind of an Issa. But what kind of an Issa is it? So I think he's learning like this. He's saying, if the Torah says Tashbisu, start again. Yeah. So what does that mean? Again, it doesn't mean, it means to say that the Shem Chometz has a, that there is a, it's like an Issa Chefza. Like the Chefza, the Shem Chometz has a Shem of Mushbas. And you have a Chiyuv to be Mekayin that, believe. That's the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Tashbisu is that you must do believe a kiyum, a maisa that is mekayim, what this chefza is halachically deemed. You must be, in other words, there's the mitzvah of Tashbisu is telling you that the chefza demands a certain shame, and you must. It must be chal al yada. You must be in line. Your maisa, what does it mean tashbisu? It means say be mekayim in this chefza. It's halachic reality of a chefza that is mushbas. Tashbisu, in act, it's fulfill its identity of mushbas. So if the Torah is telling you, believe. Be to Tashbisu, you're not doing anything but Maisa. So it means to say that there is a certain halachic reality of what the Shem Chametz must be. And therefore, you must be belayv in line with what the Torah demands of it. And therefore, whatever the Maisa Bittel is, Memela, that must be the definition of the Chefza. So it's like a hektish idea. It's almost like a hektish idea. Like you cannot remove it from its designation of a mushbas, and you must express, huh? If you don't do anything, asan hakasav kila v'shuso. You're over the Isser because the Torah puts it into your Rishus. That's the Gemara says. The Gemara says, two.
You have to make sure that the Torah can't put it into
exactly. Right. But he's saying like this. He's saying, the whole mitzvah Tashbisu, even as a mitzvah Saseh, is like a kiyum in the identity, in the real shame of the Chefza. And it can't make sense that there's any difference between the Maisa Bittel and what the Chefza really is in the eyes of the Torah. Because it can't be that, so therefore he's saying, since we know, see, he's not really arguing, he's kind of arguing, it's kind of like a logical argument. He sets it up with his givens. And the given is, there's a mitzvah of Tashbisu. That means, say, the Torah is defining the Chefza as something that must have a kiyum of hashbasa. And it tells you the kiyum of hashbasa could be created through bittel. And we know bittel means it's like nothing to you. Ah, so then memela, what the Torah is defining it as, must also be something that is not, that has no value. So it can't be a valuable thing if it tells you hashbasa and hashbasa is bittel. But he's not saying that you couldn't do an action of destruction to it. Well, you were asking. There's no. It would be no problem if you had to do. If you had to do sreifa, that wouldn't be a problem. Yeah, you have to destroy completely, but it only has Mr. Achila. That's not an impossibility. But he's saying the idea of tashbisu, and that's his idea of an isser, from the mitzvah of tashbisu, that it would be a hafka'a of what it's kavua for. It's kavua for it's shame kavua is mushbas. And you must be, and you before the zman, if you don't adopt that idea and you're not makayim the tashbisu belev, then the Torah will put it bereshuscha. Okay. But therefore you can see from what the Maisa Bittel is, what the shame in the Heftz is. And therefore, since Bittel contemplates all Hanos, it must be too that the shame Tashbisu is a kvius of complete hafkoas tashmish. And if a guy would use it, it would be keneged the identity of Chametz B'Pesach, B'Zman. What kind of an Isser is that? It's like an Isser Chefza. It's almost like an Isser Chefza. Oddly. Yeah. So it could be that, could be all Chametz would have this Isser. You just don't have a Chiyav to do it to anything else.
Torah can't put any other chametz, right? Exactly.
So it seems to be for Rabbi Shimon, you could say all chametz is us, not just the Yisrael, not just yours or Yisrael's.
That's the whole problem. The problem is that they get Torah's going to put it back. No, Torah's never going to put it back.
Right. Right. That's right. Tashbisu is right, exactly. So it's only out of line so far as something exists in Yerushas. You have no shaykh is something else. The Ramban is difficult. That's why he's. The differences between the Ran and the Ramban, the subtle difference. You have to look through the piece of the Ramban a little more carefully. But the Ramban is the Ran is learning that the mitzvah, the kiyum of the mitzvah tashbisu, is itself the negation of its of its. Let me put it this way. The way the Ran is learning is that the Maisa Bittel and the Shem Tashbisu are Hainu Hach, and therefore whatever the Maisa Bittel is, that by definition is the kiyum, is the identity of the Heftza of Tashbisu. But let me just describe to you the way the Ramban discusses it is slightly different. He says it's like Miyayish. He says it's like the Ramban. He says it's like a yish. He says the Torah is going to take it out of your Shos HaChatzos. And as long as you are, and the Bittel is like a yayish on it.
If you don't want it back. Why is it out of your Shos HaChatzos?
Because of the Hainah.
What?
Oh, you mean for
what does that mean?
You mean on the street? The Ramban is talking from the framework of Rabbi Yehuda. That's true. But it wouldn't matter, I don't think. Well, hold on a second. Let me think. Yeah. So he's learning like this. I think the way the Ramban learns like this. I think he holds that. I think he holds like this, all you need for Bittel is you need to be a Miyayesh. And why are you a Miyayesh? You're Miyayesh because of the Issa. And as long as you're Miyayesh, you're Bailas Midin Issa, then Mamela, when the Zman Issa comes, it'll be Mufka Mer Shuso. According to the Ramban, could you do Bittel after Zman, after Chatzos, for Rabbi Shimon? Mestavi, you could, right? It's only Midrabban you can't. He goes to Mutavana.
Please
put it in Torah. No, the Ran is learning is the Kiyam Tashvisu essentially that takes it out of Yerushas. The Ran, I don't think the Ramban is learning it that way. I think the Ramban is learning that Tashvisu, the fact that Tashvisu means you don't need to be Mavarit like a Sreif. But as long as it's not the Kiyam of Tashvisu that takes it out of Yerushas, but it's the Maisa Bittel as a relinquishing of value in it that Mamela prevents the Torah putting it back into Yerushas. So therefore, you can relinquish. So therefore, it could be Midaraisa, it's Mutterbanya. Right? It could be Midaraisa, it's Mutterbanya. But I could do a bitl on it. But let me think it over. Now, there's a question for the Ramban. At Chatzos, that's the Ron's question, Ramban. It's a powerful question. That's one thing about
it.
In other words, when would the bitl be affected? Point to Ramban. Yeah, it means the minute you do bitl, it's already at that itself takes it out of your shoes. Even though it's mutabana.
It's mutabana.
Right, it makes sense. I see. See, the Ran is learning. Right, it makes perfect sense. So the Ran is learning. If you're going to learn that the kiyum of Tashbisu is itself what prevents you, is itself what is mafkia, the bailus of Isser. So then he's going to have to learn that the mitzvah Tashbisu is from Chatzos ve'elach. So then he's going to have to say, that means to say that the Torah is demanding, the way he's learning, that you enter the Zman of Tashbisu with the Kiyam of Hashbasa already in place. Then the Isra'na has to be derived after Chatzos. And that's what the Torah is telling you. From Chatzos ve'elach, it must be to you Mushbas. Oh, well then I have to do the Bittl before. And my Kiyam of Tashbisu is the Bittl. And therefore when the Chatzos comes, it'll be not in my Rishos. Right? But the Ramban, I don't think the Ramban is learning Al Piswara the same way. I don't think he's learning that it's the Kiyam of Tashbisu that makes it not Yerushas. I think he's learning it's the Isser Bayiroa that creates a certain Yeish. So it could be the Ramban says, yeah, after from Chatzos and on, that's when Rabbi Shimon would say, do the Bittel. You'll do your Mitzvah Tashbisu. You know what I mean? So that you'll be Mayaish. You don't need a Kiyum of Tashbisu. You'll do in the Zman of Chatzos Ve'elach, you can still do, you'll do your, that's when you can do your Mitzvah Tashbisu.
So whether Bittel is really Tashbisu?
Right.
Or whether Bittel is a way of avoiding having anything to be.
In other words, it's Tashbisu telling you, you don't need, like Rashi, you don't need to do a real full mice of beer. There's another mechanism that will remove it from your Rishus in terms of the Isser, even believe. It's enough to do Bittel Ba'al Masag. Right. Or is it telling you that there's a kiyam of a maisa mitzvah tashbisu that you have to be makayim to avoid the ism. If you're going to learn like that, then I think the Ran is right. That's the way the Ran is learning.
The Ramban tashbisu is dafka.
That's a good question. He doesn't. I don't know if he really discusses it in terms of Rabbi Shimon. Oh yeah, that's the one. Why is FBS about chiluk going to Ramban? That's a good question. Right. Oh, so he says, but that's a different. That's a different thing. He says, "There's nothing that the Torah demands that you destroy. That's not that if it's not asur b'achila."
But it's going to be asur.
I think the Ramban is learning a totally different idea. I think he's learning. I have to look through it more carefully. I think he holds you don't need a full hefker if the object is like he considers it like an aveda type of situation. Like Yish Ba'alma is, you can just be Miyayish. Now, it's like a Maisa of relinquishing your bailus now because of your acceptance of the future reality. And that doesn't require a full hefker. That bittle is enough.
Okay. When you lose bialis over?
I think you'll lose bialis over at the moment of the bittle.
Oh, even before.
Yeah.
Like right off the bat with you.
I think so. I think he's learning. No, but I think that's what he goes. I think he goes, you don't need a hefker because the reality is going to be isser. So you could be, it's like a yirsh.
Cause of the future reality that's coming.
Right. Right. Yeah, but that would be perfectly fine, except for the fact that the Torah says there's a kiyum of tashvisu from chatzos ve'elof. That must be a reality of the chametz. He's not learning it because he's not learning it because you couldn't have bittul without the iser hanah from chatzos. He's saying, but the fact that the Torah says there's a mitzvah and a kiyum in the chefza of being mushbas from here on out, it must be that this. Some reality of michshal and the chefta that you're avoiding, that you're removing, but that means the shame cheft. That means the shame ochel and the chefta, because that's what it essentially is. Like we were saying yesterday. Okay, the only difference between the Ran and the Ramban is how you learn bittul is going to work. If you learn bittul works at the time you do it midin yeyush, then the Ran's questions don't exist. But if you learn it's your kiyum of tashbisu that is mafkia, it's when the zman of tashbisu arrives, then the Ran is right. So I think I'm a little bit, I'm not totally grounded in the Ramban, but this is from, I looked it over a little while ago. That I think is, I think there's a subtle difference in the way the Ramban and the Ran is formulating the bit. Ran is formulating it like a mitzvah tashbisu, and the kiyum tashbisu is itself bringing you in line with the zman of hashbasa, and therefore the in other words, for the Ran, the way you avoid bal yirah is because the Torah takes it out of your shusra completely, and as long as you are mekayim tashbisu, it does not there's no hemshich of rishus. But it's the Torah's motzi it from the maisa from the shasisr onward. Therefore, he holds, it's not possible to say that it's mutabano. But I think the Ramban is saying, no, it's the halachic reality that the Gavra is accepting completes his bittul into a full yeish. And he doesn't need to have a formal hefker. But as long as he, but then it would be at then. And that would be the nafkin, like we were saying the other day. Between the bittul and the yesh. If he learns a bittul, it'll be yours until the zman is. If you learn a real yesh, then it's kind of like in a hopeless situation, I give up right now.
What is the last thing you're saying?
Then it's not yours from the yesh. From the yesh only. Right. As for Rabbi Shimon, it's a mitzvah to do it from the minute of chatzos or from before chatzos. That's the essay. But according to Ramban, there's nothing that prevents Rabbi Shimon from doing it after chatzos. Midoraisa.
The work
midoraisa. You'll be mevatel and essay. Whatever it is, you'll be nisrashel. I don't know. You're not going to be a zaris.
Reason why you're
the he says the only reason they have this is Ramban, so you don't forget.
Be not over.
Well, if you were shechting the Pesach, you would be.
Okay.
Right.
Literally, not
a good question. Good question. Maybe. But it would be an essay. It would be an essay. It wouldn't prevent you from doing it. It wouldn't prevent you from doing it. The Ran is smoother because I can see where I can see where Tashbisu really generates a full-fledged Issa for the Ran. Because it's the Tashbisu is a kiyum of that that's the mitzvah to be mekayim the shame of Tashbisu that the Torah is deeming the chefza to be. For the Ramban, it's a little funny. He's just saying it's like memela. It must be an isra'chi. It must be neser. It must be osabachi. If the Torah is telling you to Tashbisu, don't see exactly what that isra is exactly.